Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psachim Daf Yud Ches. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will begin 14 lines from the top of Daf Yud Ches. You'll notice a slash mark in the middle of the line and a Tanaic source in a frame beginning with the words Reb Yossi Reb Shimon. Before we begin the actual Gemara, let us point out that we will be opening up with a quote from a source that was learned back on Daf Tes Zayin Omid Aleph. And before we begin the Gemara, we glance at the side where we have a nosei, a topic heading, where we've written Shitasam Shel Reb Yossi Reb Shimon. We'll be looking into the opinion of Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon. They are together. De Mashkin Tameim Mitamin Oichlim. Liquids that have become tame are capable of transmitting tuma to food, avoloi kalim velo mashkin kayotze bohen. However, the liquids that are tome cannot transfer tuma to a vessel nor to other liquids. Before we begin the Gemara, let us take note of psukim that are found in Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph. We want to look at psukim Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet. They will be quoted in the immediate Gemara that follows. So just to familiarize ourselves with them, let us read the psukim. They are quoted in the Gemara text as well. We have it noted in the Gemara text. You have Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and on the side you'll see Pasuk Lamed Dalet, both of Perek Yud Aleph in Vayikra. So the Pasuk reads, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el toichoi, any earthenware vessel into which there falls a dead sheretz, kol asher besocho yitma, anything that's in the interior of the earthenware vessel will become tame, v'oisoi tishboru, and the earthenware vessel itself, since it is made of that material, it's made of clay, it has no Tahara in the mikveh, and the only way to deal with it in terms of removal of the tumah is by breaking or smashing the vessel. Pasuk Lamed Dalet says, Mikola oichel asher ye ochel asher yovo olov mayim yitmo. Any food item that is edible upon which there falls water, so it will become tame. It's susceptible to becoming tame. B'chol mashki asher yishaseh b'chol kli yitmo. And liquids that are found in any vessel can become tame. Let us now glance or turn to the Gemara itself. Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon, Omrim. We're 14 lines from the top. You can see the in its quote from Daf Tes Zayin Omer Aleph. Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon say la oichlin tameim lekalim torim, that mashkin liquids that are tame can communicate tumah to food items, but not to other vessels. Omar Rabba Bar Bachan Rish Lakish. Reb Yossi Beshitas Reb Akiva Raboi Omra. That means that Reb Yossi is reflecting the opinion of his rabbi, that is Rebbe Akiva, the Dorish Yitma Yitma, who darshens the words Yitma in the Pasuk. Now the Pasuk referred to, you can see we have a star, and we read this Pasuk a moment ago, but let's look at it again. It says, Mikol ha'oichel asher ye'ochel asher yovo olav mayim yitma, v'chol mashke asher yishaseh b'chol kli yitma. The Pasuk is broken down into two parts. We've underlined the word yitma. Now we glance at Rashi. Didorish yitma. We see Rashi we're looking at is found about halfway down the page, a little more. In the context of food that's tome, it says yitma, viunami dorish yitma, dichtiv gabi mashkin tomein yitma. he darshins the word yitmah that you find at the end of the pasuk as well. In other words, from these words yitmah, we will discover their opinion, their stance on this matter. So now we turn back to the Gemara, where we quote Disnan, a Tanaic source in which Shitas Rabbi Akiva will be featured. We just got finished saying that Rabbi Yossi, who learns that Mashkin can be Metama Oichlin, is based on the teachings of Rabbi Akiva. So the source says, Disnan, Bo Bayom, the Bo Bayom is referenced on that day. It's a reference to the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was appointed to be the leader of the Jewish community. He was appointed to be the Nasi. And on that day that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari received his appointment, Dorash Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva taught the following: V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el toichoi. We've written in the continuation of the pasuk, kol asher besocho yitma v'oisoi tishboru. The pasuk describes a dead sheretz, a sheretz that is capable in its death, after it's dead, of communicating tumah. It's an ava tumah. They're one of eight creatures that are listed in the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph. So if one of those shrutzim falls into the interior of a clay vessel, that's a kli cheres, and the pasuk says, "Kol asher besocho yitmah v'oso tishboru." Anything's in that vessel, it says yitmah. Now the Rabbi Akiva points out, "Eino omer tomei." It doesn't say in the pasuk we just read, "Kol asher besocho tomei elo yitmah." Now that change in grammatical structure implies yitmah achirim, that which was in the vessel at the time that the dead sheretz was in that vessel, or let us say that once the clay vessel becomes tame through the sheretz, things that are in the airspace of that vessel, other food items in the airspace of that vessel, are capable of communicating tuma at least one step further. So limei, this teaches us al kikar sheni sheoisa shlishi b'chulin. Kikar sheni is a reference, literally it's a loaf of bread that's a sheni. How did the loaf of bread become a sheni? And the loaf of bread is just an example of any food item that's in the kli cheres. So just to back up a moment, if you have a dead sheretz, even if it doesn't touch the actual kli cheres, it dangles in the airspace of the kli cheres, so it communicates tuma to the kli cheres. So the dead sheretz, being an av hatuma, the high level, primary level tuma, it makes the kli cheres itself a rishon level of tuma, rishon, a first level of tuma. That means first level under the av hatuma. So the kli cheres now drops down to be a rishon the tuma, and things, food that's in the kli cheres, receives its tuma from the kli cheres, making the food inside the kli cheres a sheni l'tuma. But the source we just read pointed out that the Torah describes it as yitmah. So you have a sheni food item that can communicate tuma another stage down, making it, the recipient, a shlishi. And the pasuk doesn't qualify that it's talking about something holy, like truma or kochim, but rather it's a general pasuk, including chulin, so that you have something, a very unique shita. This is Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that chulin can achieve a third level status of tuma, just like truma. So that's Rabbi Akiva's drasha, focusing on the pasuk Lamed Gimel. The Gemara continues, V'hocha hechi dorish. Rashi says, on the toward the lower part of the page, the lines become very wide. V'hocha, we have a star in the Rashi. Gabi yitma demashkin. The word yitmah in the context of mashkin, and this is a focus on posuk lamed dalid, dekom Rabbi Yossi demetama oichel. Rabbi Yossi says that mashkin can communicate tuma to food. Hechi dorish le Rabbi Yossi. How does Rabbi Yossi darshan the word? Demuki le letame oichel velo letame mashke kayotze bo velo kli. Rabbi Yossi understands that the reference to yitmah by mashke, by liquids, is a reference to its capacity of being metama food and food, but not other mashkin, and certainly not a vessel. So we continue in the Gemara. V'chol mashke asher yishoseh v'chol kli yitmo. This is the end of Pasuk Lamed Aled. Yitmo equals letame tumas oichlin. The word yitmo implies being metame other food. It's just like we saw by Rabbi Akiva that darshins the word yitmo, indicating not just its own tuma, but the ability to be metama others. So too, Rabbi Yossi, and that's what the Gemara said, Rabbi Yossi follows the shita, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, also darshining the word yitmo, imposing upon or instilling in the item, in this case the mashkin, the ability to metama further. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, so far in this source, that it's metama oichlin. Atomer letame tumas oichlin o eno elo letame tumas mashkin. Are you telling us that the yitma, it means that the mashkin that's tome communicates tuma to food, or maybe it means to other mashkin? Amris lo kach hoya. And the source ends off with this rather vague statement. It says, it is not thusly. It cannot be so. My lo kach hoya. What do you mean it cannot be so, or it wasn't thusly? What do you mean by that? Omar Rav Papa, lo motzinu tuma she'oise kayoitze bo. So what lo kach hoya means is where there is no precedent for an item being metame something like itself. You notice, by way of our markings, that there's a bracketed section, and this bracket section is very, very long. You may notice on the left-hand side of the Gemara text a bracket length indicator. If you can, just follow that down, not only to the end of this Omid, but it continues on Omid Beis, more than halfway down the page. At the end of the brackets, you'll notice it says, Omar le Ravino le Ravashi. And we will take a look at the note that we have accompanying these angular brackets. On the side, there's a starred note, and we've written, Hezber Hasugrayim ad Omid Beis ad Kan. That means we're going to explain the reason for these brackets until Omid Beis. Ad Kan ha-Gemara po de Rav Yossi Doresh Yitmo b'Derosh Rabbi Akiva Doresh Yitmo. That means up till this point in the Gemara, we've established that Rabbi Yossi darshins Yitmo just like Rabbi Akiva darshins Yitmo, namely Yitmo, and not just Tomei, but Yitmo, the ability to communicate Tuma further. Achrei hasograyim on Omid Beis haGemara makshal kach. Right after the brackets, the Gemara will challenge this. De Rabbi Yossi lo lomeid k'Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara will point out that Rabbi Yossi does not follow Rabbi Akiva. Besoch hasograyim within the brackets haGemara dona bekach she'ein mashkin metamin mashkin. Gemara will deal with this issue that mashke is not mitama other mashke, as was stated in the Tanaic source we most recently read. U'malef shoriot chilufiot legabi matzavim shonim b'mashke. The Gemara will raise different suggestions or situations in the context of mashkin. So, just to give a flavor of the Gemara, right before the brackets, we said that Rabbi Yossi had followed the shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, in darshaning Yitmo. If we skip till the lower part of Omid Beis, let's read it. Omar le Ravina le Rav Ashi. V'ho Omar Rava lo Rabbi Yossi sovar k'Rabbi Akiva v'lo Rabbi Akiva sovar k'Rabbi Yossi. That Rava says that neither one holds from the other one. So that represents a challenge to what we're claiming at this point. So now, that having been said, the structure hopefully clear, let us continue with the Gemara in the bracketed section. We begin with Ravina Omar, and this is a point that itself lasts a few lines to develop. That's indicated by the long point marking. Ravina Omar. Migufe dekro nami lo motzis amris gitmo letami tumas mashkin. He says from the posuk itself, one can discover that liquids that are tomei are incapable of being metama other liquids. In other words, the word yitmo found at the end of posuk lamed dalid, after having said b'chol mashka shiyishol said b'chol kli yitmo, that yitmo indicating that mashkin tameim can be metama something, but one thing's for sure, they cannot metama other mashkin. How does Ravina know that by looking at the posuk? Dei salgadaitich yitmo de seifo equals letame tumas mashkin. If it were so that yitmo at the end of the posuk is a reference to the ability of mashkin tameim, liquids that are tame, to communicate tuma to other liquids, yitmo de reisho nami letame tumas mashkin. Rashi points out that the yitmo word in the first part of the posuk, of that posuk lamed aleph, has to mean the ability of food to be metame mashkin. That is a given, and Rashi points that out. So working with that as a given for our purposes, that yitmo of the reisho, which describes food that's tame, is metame mashkin. If you want to claim that yitmo of the seifa of the end of the pasuk also is a reference to the ability to metama other mashkin, ne'arvinu v'nichtavinu, the pasuk could have been written. Ne'arvinu means literally mix them together, but means teach the two in one shot. Mix them together, v'nichtavinu, and write as follows. Mikola ochel asher ye'ochel, asher yovol olov mayim, v'chol mashke asher yishoseh. Notice how we put together oichel, all oichel that becomes wet, and all mashke. Yitmo means, it would have meant that it's, those things are metama other mashkin. Tre yitmo lomali. Why does the posuk split them apart using the word yitmo regarding food that's tame, and then later yitmo regarding mashke that's tame? Ela, yitmo de reisha, yitmo in the reisha by food that's tome, equals letame tumas mashkin. Food that's tome is metama liquids. Yitmo de seifo equals letame tumas oichlin. Liquid that's tome is metama food. So that explains why the posuk is split into two parts, because the yitmo of the reisha refers to food being metame mashkin liquids. Yitmo of the seifa refers to mashkin being metame food, but not other mashkin. You see triangles that begin to appear. They're on the side under the mivne heading the Vieima. Hatzoos chilufios, alternative suggestions. So let's see what they are, and of course the Gemara will reject them. The Vieima letame es hakelim, maybe yitmo of the seifa means that liquid that becomes tame is metama vessels. The Gemara says, no, that can't be. The lav kal v'chomer hu, is it not understood through kal v'chomer logic that that cannot be? Uma kli shemetame mashke ein metame kli, mind you, a vessel that's tame can metama liquids, but it, the vessel that's tame, cannot metama another vessel. Mashkin haboin machmas kli, liquid that became tame as a result of contact with a kli that's tame, this mashkin is subsidiary to the vessel. Eino din shelo yitamu es hakelim, certainly it will be incapable of being metama another, of being metama a vessel. V'eimo ki lo metamu. Let us suggest that when is it that mashkin are not metame kelim? Well, mashkin aboin machmas kli, that's a reference to liquid that became tame through a vessel. Avo mashkin haboin machmas sheretz, but liquid that became tame through contact with a sheretz, hochinami de metamu. Maybe that kind of liquid could metama other vessels. The Gemara answers, we cannot say that either. Mashkin, and notice we have a long answer marking, takes a few lines to develop. Mashkin haboyin machmas sheretz, liquid that became tomei through contact with a dead sheretz. Mi ksivi, is there a pasuk that says that? No, there is no pasuk that says that liquid can become tomei through contact with a sheretz. Rather, v'lav mikal v'chomer kosi, is it not so that the phenomenon of liquid being tomei through contact with the sheretz is information derived through a kal v'chomer? And what is that kal v'chomer? It's as follows: Uma mashkin haboyin machmas kli metamin, liquid that became tomei through contact with a vessel can metama other things. Mashkin haboyin machmas sheretz lo kol shekein, liquid that came into contact with the sheretz all the more so. In other words, the sheretz is what's called an av hatuma. It is inherently tomei. So, mind you, a liquid that came into contact with a vessel, the vessel being subsidiary, it received tumah from something else. Yet, the mashkin that came into contact with the kli, those mashkin are metama other things. So, mashkin that came into contact with a primary form of tumah, all the more so. However, there's a rule. And the rule is, dayo labo min hadin lios kanidon. The rule says that that which is derived through a kal v'chomer cannot be any more stringent or extensive than the starting point, than the basis for the kal v'chomer. Therefore, if we've established, and we have established already in the previous stage, that liquid that comes, that became tomei through contact with a vessel, that's tomei, such liquid is not metame other vessels. So liquid that came into contact with the sheretz, by virtue of it being that point being a derivative, that mashkin becomes tomei through contact with the sheretz, it too cannot be metama other vessels. And just to repeat this last point, it's a very famous principle, and those who are not familiar with it, it's a good time to become acquainted with it. Dayo labo min hadin lios kanidon, namely, in our markings, point beis, which is derived from point aleph, and point aleph we established cannot be, those liquids cannot metama a vessel. Point b, which is a derivative of point aleph, can likewise not be metama other vessels. And that which is derived through a kal v'chomer cannot be any more stringent than the original kal v'chomer, than the original point, which was the basis. So that in point aleph, we established that liquids can become tomei through contact with a tomei vessel. And if that be the case, so all the more so, liquids that come into contact with a dead sheretz, those liquids will be capable of being metame. The question is, what can they metame? So we'll tell you that the liquids in point beis cannot be metame any more than the liquids referred to in point aleph. And in point aleph, we established that those liquids cannot be metame a vessel. Likewise, therefore, the liquids featured in point beis also cannot be metame a vessel. That thereby providing an answer or a response to the last triangle, three lines from the bottom, on Omid Aleph. Till now, we focused on the Yitma word of the Seifa of Posuk Lamed Aleph, namely Yitma that appeared under the heading of the Mashke. Here the Gemara wants to know, Yitma Dereisha Hechi Dorish, how will we darshan the word Yitma in the Reisha, by Ochel, the beginning of Posuk Lamed Aleph spoke about ochel, food that became tomei, and it said at the end of the first half of the pasuk, yitma. So we continue in the Gemara. Mikola ochel asher yeochel asher yovo olov mayim yitma. The word yitma is taken to mean letame es hamashkin, to metama liquids. Food that became tomei can transmit tuma to liquids. Ata oimer letame es hamashkin o eno elo letame es hakli. You're saying it's metame mashkin. Maybe it means that the liquids, that the food that's tomei, food that's tamei could be metama a vessel. The Gemara answers, the source answers, no, that cannot be. Amris kal v'chomer. We're going to respond through kal v'chomer logic. Uma mashke shemetame oichel, eino metame kli, liquids that are capable of being metame food. We already established that. Yet liquids are not metame vessels. Oichel she'ein metame oichel, food that cannot be metamic, doesn't impose defilement on other food, solid food, eino din, all the more so, shelo yitame kli. So through kal v'chomer, we've established that food cannot be metama a vessel. Ha ma'ani mekayim yitame. So itmo in the at the end of the first half of Pasuk Lamed Aleph, what am I to do with it? Ha ma'ani mekayim yitmo letame es hamashkin shehein alulin lekabel tuma. Food that's tame will metame liquids that are alulin, that are susceptible to becoming tame. The Gemara asks, my iria mashkin mishum da alulin lekabel tuma. Why do you have to explain that the reason that the oichel, the food, is metame liquids? Because of the nature of liquids, insofar as they are susceptible to tum absorption, that will be explained later. But for the time being, we're using this as a given that liquids are alul in the kabel tumah. Tepuklei mishum deleko midi achrina. Why not simply derive that mashkin are metam, that the food is metame mashkin? Because there is nothing else for the oichlin to be metame. We ruled out the ability of oichlin to metame kalim. We ruled out the ability of oichlin to be metame other oichlin. So what's left? Hachi ko'omar. The Gemara answers, why was it necessary to explain that oichel is metame mashkin because of their mashkin susceptibility to kabbalas tuma? Hachi ko'omar, v'chi teima, one might have thought, oichel chomor, that food is more stringent than mashkin. In what sense? The metame mashkin. Netame yikli. That since food, since one might have thought that food is chomor. Now, Rashi explains across from here, v'chitema oichel chomor mi mashke, that oichel is more chomor than mashke. De'ilu mashke ein metame mashke. Liquid is not metame mashke. V'ilu oichel koamris metame mashke. But food is metame mashke. Hilkoch, afagav de'ein mashke metame kli. Therefore, there's room to say that even though liquids are not metame vessels, ye'ochel metame kli. Maybe oichel could be metamically. Therefore, it was necessary to say that oichel cannot be metama a vessel. And the only reason that it's metama mashkin is because they are alulin lekabel tuma. We therefore say that it's not true that oichel is chomor than mashke, but rather ahu, that which we say that liquid becomes tame because of its contact with the food is ahu chumro de mashkin hu mishum de mashkin alulin lekabel tuma. The fact, once we'll just repeat this last point. The fact that oichel is metame mashkin is not a function of the stringency associated or accorded to the food, which if it were, then one might think that the food could actually metame another vessel. but rather the fact that oichlin is metame mashkin is a function of the mashkin's susceptibility to tumah absorption, taking out the punch, so to speak, or the strength from the oichlin itself. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Again, let's read these two lines again. Ahu, the fact that mashkin become tummy through ochil is chumer de mashkin hu, mishum de mashkin alulin lekabel tuma. Because mashkin are considered alulin lekabel tuma. Mahi ali losan. What does that mean that liquids are susceptible to kabbalas tuma? Answer to that is shemekablin tuma shelo behechsher. Unlike food is not automatically susceptible to tuma. Food has to have been wetted down. It have, like, for example, if you have an apple, the apple that you pick off a tree won't mekabel tuma unless the apple had been washed off with liquids. So that food in and of itself isn't susceptible to kabbalas tuma, whereas liquids are we'll call it inherently susceptible because they are already by their very nature liquid. At this point, you can see we have a bracketed section, and on the side, under our nosei, we have a title for this, the nosei in the brackets, Bessel Grant, Mokar Noisof, another source, Ladin, the Ein Tuma Oise Kayotse Ba. So within the brackets, we're going to be dealing with a separate topic, but it's something that we've referred to before, namely that something that's tame is not going to be metame another item just like itself. The Gemara. Itmo. We learned this. The Ein Oise Kayotse Ba. The Gemara asks, Mehocha Nachka? Is that learned from over here? Namely from Pasuk Lamed Dalet? You'll notice that we have an arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with an indication to look at Omid Aleph. And you'll notice a little more than halfway down Omid Aleph, the corresponding arrow. At that point in the Gemara, we had said that from the word Yitmo, we derived that it does not replicate Tumah or communicate Tumah to something like itself. We continue in the Gemara. So it's the Gemara is asking, is this point learned from darshaning Yitmo? Mehosam nafka. We learn this from another source. The chiyutan mayim al zera, the nofal min nivlosim olov tomei hu. This is in Perek Yud Aleph of Sefer Vayikra, Pasuk Lamed Ches. And we darshan, Hu Tomei, V'ein Oise Tuma Kayotze Ba. So you see in this Pasuk, that describes a food item that became wet and dead animal meat fell on it. So the food becomes tome, and it says tome hu. Hu is a limitation expression from which we say hu tome v'ein oise tuma kayotze bo. It is tome, but it cannot metame, can't transmit tuma to something like itself. So basically we have two sources for this idea of items being incapable of transferring tuma to other items like themselves. So what do I need two sources for the same thing? The Gemara answers, Chad b'mashkin aboin machmas sheretz, v'chad b'mashkin aboin machmas kli. I need to teach about two kinds of mashkin. Mashkin that's tomei, liquids that became tomei, either through sheretz, through contact with a dead sheretz, or mashkin that became tomei through contact with a kli that was tomei. Why do I need to teach both points separately? Utsrichi. And here the Gemara answers why. The Iashmeinin, had we taught the Mashkin Aboin Machmas Kli, liquid that had come into contact with a tome vessel, that liquid is incapable of being metama other liquid. Mishum de lo chamiri, that kind of liquid isn't so chomor. It doesn't come from such a stringent or serious high level source of tuma. Avo b'mashkin aboy mach masheretz de chamiri. But liquids that come into contact with a dead sheretz, and that's something that's a dead sheretz is an ava tuma. So emo, I would have thought oisetuma kayotzebo, that such liquids mashkin that had come into contact with the dead sheretz can communicate tuma to other liquids. The Gemara asks, v'leshamino and mashkin aboy machmas sheretz. Let the Torah teach me about that kind of liquid that it's not. And all the more so, that kind of mashkin, the mashkin that came to contact with the vessel, would certainly be incapable. Let's say this point again. If the Torah had taught that mashkin aboin machmas sheretz, that liquids that came into contact with a dead sheretz, is incapable of being metama other liquids, then certainly the more lenient form, the mashkin aboyin machmas kli, will certainly be incapable of being metama other liquids. So why does the Torah have to teach both points? The Gemara answers, milsa de'asya b'kal v'chomer torach v'kosav lo kro. There are times throughout Torah that points that could have been derived through kal v'chomer logic, as this is, the Torah nevertheless will go out of its way to spell it out, to write it out. As we indicated with our markings earlier, this is we close the angular brackets here, and now we ask a question. It's a throwback to something that was mentioned back on Omer Aleph. Omer le Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina's question is going to be concerning that which we said on Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yossi follows the Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Could that be? V'ho Amar Rova lo Rabbi Yossi Sovar ke Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi does not subscribe to Rabbi Akiva. V'lo Rabbi Akiva Sovar ke Rabbi Yossi. Nor does Rabbi Akiva subscribe to Rabbi Yossi's teaching. So that's the question. How can you say, therefore, on Omer Aleph, that Rabbi Yossi is darshaning Yitma in the same way that Rabbi Akiva darshans Yitma? Omar Lei, so Rav Ashi answers, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva omra, v'lei lo sviro lei. Rabbi Yossi wasn't reflecting his own opinion. Rabbi Yossi was explaining the word Yitma according to the style of Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Yossi himself does not hold by that which Rabbi Akiva teaches. If we take a look in the Rashi, B'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Omra, second line under the Gemara text, Rabbi Yossi was following the method or the style of Rabbi Akiva, v'hod yamar tumas mashkin l'tamei achirim doraisa, regarding the point that mashkin that are tamei can metama other things on from the Torah's level, from the Torah standpoint, miboya lei lemidrash yitma yitma. In order to come to that conclusion, he had to darshan yitma. Well, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva Omra to Dorish Le Gabi Ochlin. So Rabbi Yossi's darshaning of the word Yitma, meaning that the item that becomes Tumah is vested with the power of communicating Tumah another stage, that is something that he derived from Rabbi Akiva. The Ka'om Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi was saying thusly, Hail v'dorish Rabbi Akiva Yitma Yitma, just like Rabbi Akiva darshan Yitma, as opposed to Tomei, which would have indicated the Tumah stops there, but rather Yitma indicates the Tumah can be communicated another stage. So Islay the Mashkin Metamen Achim Doraisa. So by focusing on the grammatical structure of that word Yitma, Rabbi Yossi was able to derive that Mashkin are Metama other things from a Torah level. Avol Rabbi Yossi lo svira lei tumas Mashkin Letame Achirim Doraisa. But Rabbi Yossi himself doesn't hold that Tumas Mashkin is something that could communicate Tumah onwards from a Torah level. V'lo Dorish Yitma Yitma. So what we've seen here in Rashi is that the teaching of Rabbi Yossi that Mashkin can communicate Tumah onwards is something that Rabbi Akiva would have concluded by virtue of the way he darshan the word Yitma. But that doesn't suggest that Rabbi Yossi himself holds that. To restate this last point in other words, Rabbi Yossi was saying that being that Rabbi Akiva darshans the word Yitma in the context of food that's tomei and described in the Torah using the word Yitma indicates that that food is metame something else. It's invested with the power of communicating Tumah onwards. So in that spirit, it would follow that Mashkin that's tomei would be capable of being metame other things mida oraisa. That is Rabbi Yossi's description of what Rabbi Akiva would hold. But Rabbi Yossi himself does not hold that Mashkin Temein can be Metama other things. He himself, Rabbi Yossi himself, doesn't darshan that. Rabbi Yossi was simply reflecting that, is extrapolating from that which Rabbi Akiva says. By Oichlin, in all likelihood, Rabbi Akiva would say thusly by liquids. But I, Rabbi Yossi, personally do not subscribe to that. The Gemara asks a question, and you'll notice this is a very long question. It takes you to the fifth line from the top of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. And as a result of our getting started with this long question, we will be forced to learn a good deal of Yud Tes Amud Aleph as well, even though we're spilling over and beyond the context of a Daf Yomi Shir. So the Gemara. And before we actually read the Gemara, let's glance at the side under our Nosei, our topic heading, Hesber L'Divrei Rava. We're going to be explaining that which Rava said. Rabbi Yossi lo sovar k'Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva lo sovar k'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva, what does he hold? Sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. That's a shita of Rabbi Akiva. That's something that's a second level tumah can make even chulin into a third level. Rabbi Yossi doresh kalvachomer mimechusir kipurim. Rabbi Yossi, we will see later, uses kalvachomer logic from the example of a mechusir kipurim kidei lahagia l'ravi b'kodesh. A Mechusar Kippurim is an individual that had been Tomei, finished his Tumah period, and at the end of the Tumah period, there was the last day, we'll say there was sundown, prior to which he had gone to Mikvah, then there's sundown, and the next day, which will turn out to be, in the case of Mechusar Kippurim, will be oftentimes the eighth day of his Tara period, he will then bring a Korban. Until he brings a korban, he's called Mechusar Kippurim. He's missing atonement. The offering of the korban provides that atonement. And he darshans, using Kal V'chomer logic, from the case of Mechusar Kippurim, to arrive at a Ravi B'Kodesh. That's Rabbi Yossi's style, and we will see in the course of this Gemara that each one of these points, in other words, Gemara, we're trying to understand, is it really so that each one of these opinions will not be accepted by the other? You can see that we used a double underline to highlight the opening expression. There were two points that we listed with an aleph and a beis that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara will now focus on them. And with the double underline, you can see Bishlamo, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi lo savar lo k'Rabbi Akiva. And on Amud Bey, on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, four lines from the top, what about the point that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from Rabbi Yossi? Where are we to learn that from? So now, let's see this in the Gemara. After Ravina had asked Rav Ashi, how can you say that Rabbi Yossi is based on Rabbi Akiva, when Rava says that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold by Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold by Rabbi Yossi? So Rav Ashi says, it's not that Rabbi Yossi is based on Rabbi Akiva, but rather Rabbi Yossi bishitas Rabbi Akiva raboi omra v'leilo svirulei. As we saw in the Rashi, all Rabbi Yossi was saying when he spoke about the ability of Mashkin to be matam other things, that's something that would follow from Rabbi Akiva, who spoke about oichlin tamei being matam other things. So just like oichlin tamei matam other things by virtue of darsh of Rabbi Akiva's having darsh in the word yitma, so too Rabbi Akiva would say that Mashkim Tameim can be metam other things, but not that Rabbi Yossi himself holds from that. The Gemara asks a question, as we said, a long question. Omar Le Rav Ashi the Rav Kahana. Bishlamo Rabbi Yossi loy savar lok Rabbi Akiva. Granted, Rabbi Yossi does not subscribe to Rabbi Akiva's teachings in the realm of Tumas Oichlin. Now, what's Rabbi Akiva's shita? Rabbi Akiva's shita is that sheni oisu shlishi b'chulin. That is something we saw on Yud Ches Omed Aleph, where based on the word yitma, we saw on the upper half of Omed Aleph, the end of a Tanaic source, it said limeid al kikur sheni oisu shlishi b'chulin. Well, Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with that. The Sanya, we now have a Tanaic source. Omar Rabbi Yossi, minayin the Ravi b'kodeshu pasul. From where do I know that in the realm of sacrifices, a fourth level tumah will render the kachim unfit? In other words, that kachim, that sacrifices can achieve a fourth level of tumah. How do I know that? V'din hu. I know that through kal v'chomer logic. Mind you, someone who is categorized as a mechusar kippurim, this is a person that was tamei and has not as yet brought the required korban to extricate himself from the tuma. So prior to his bringing of the korban, he nevertheless is allowed to eat truma, provided, of course, we're talking about the after sundown. And yet, a mechusar kippurim is posel b'kodesh, he cannot partake of sacrifices. The person who was tomei and has yet to bring his required sacrifice, prior to that, he is posel because he cannot eat sacrifices, other sacrifices. Well, shlishi she posel b'truma, something that's a third level of tuma, which is unfit in the case of truma. Here you have something that's posel b'truma. Eino din she aser revi b'kodesh, then all the more so, the shlishi should be able to be metame kachim to a revi'i level. Velomadnu shlishi b'kodesh min haTorah. The Bryce is pointing out why, through the kal v'chomer, I went beyond that which was originally served as the original basis for the kal v'chomer. You see, in the basis of the kal v'chomer was mechutzar kippurim. And Mechusar Purim, we stated he was posel b'kodesh. In the case of Shlishi, we're saying not only is he posel b'kodesh, but he can make a Shlishi can make Kochim even another level, a Revi. So how is it that when we were dealing with the Shlishi, we went beyond that which we said by the Mechusar Purim? The reason for that is because Shlishi b'kodesh v'omadu shlishi b'kodesh min haTorah. That is already established in the psukim of the Torah, that a shlishi b'kodesh, that a shlishi level of tumah ruins kodesh, is learned from the pasuk. Therefore, if I have that information from a pasuk, what will I do with the Kal Vachomer? Therefore, since the Shlishi level by Kiddush is derived without the use of the Kal Vachomer, that is based on a Pasuk, and I need to activate the available Kal Vachomer, I'm therefore allowed to go one stage more, one stage beyond, and that's what this means when it says V'Revi Mikal Vachomer. The Gemara now focuses on this last point, the Shlishi B'Kodesh Min HaTorah, that sacrifices can reach a third level Tumah. That's based on Psukim. Dichtiv, the Pasuk says, V'Bosar, and it's a reference to sacrificial meat, V'Bosar, Asher, Yiga, we're going at the top, to the top of Yud Tes Amud Aleph, B'Chol Tomei, Lo Yochal, Lo Ye'ochel, namely, sacrificial meat that touched anything that is called tame, you cannot eat it. So what did the sacrificial meat touch? When you say anything that's tame, mi lo askino de noga b'sheni, is it not so that it may have touched even a sheni? Now, we know that a sheni level is called tame. We had this in the pasuk before, which had said, kol asher b'socho yitma. The word yitma has as its root the word tame. And in that pasuk, which dealt with the kli cheres having a sheretz in its interior, the food that was in that became tomei. And this pasuk is describing a korban that touched anything that's called tomei. You can't eat it. So what does that anything include? It will include even that food in the kli cheres. Now, what was the level of tum of the kli, of the food in the kli cheres? It was a sheni. Therefore, this pasuk is providing for shlishi b'kodesh. Therefore, as far as the Kal Vachomer is concerned, what am I going, when I made a Kal Vachomer from the Mechusa Kippurim, and through that Kal Vachomer I described shlishi, my only choice is to arrive at another stage by kochim. We'll go over this last point again. We left out a very central piece of point of information. Through standard Kal Vachomer, I would have read, if you turn back to the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, say 5 lines from the bottom, I would have read, without the information that we just said, I would have read, Uma Mechusa Kippurim Shemutar B'Truma Posel B'Kodesh Shlishi Sheposel B'Truma, I would have read Eino Din Sheposel B'Kodesh. Shlishi, which is unfit by Truma, unlike the Mechusa Kippurim that's allowed by Truma, the Shlishi, which is unfit by Truma, all the more so would be unfit by Kodesh, meaning Shlishi B'Kodesh. Third level Truma would ruin the Korban. However, that last piece of information, that Shlishi is ruins a Korban, I don't need the Kal Vachomer for that. That is provided from the Pasuk we just read. The pasuk that we started at the bottom line of this of Yud Ches Amud Beis. So since the pasuk provided that information, what am I going to do with the Kal Vachomer from the Mechusa Kippurim? The answer to that is, you know what I do with the Kal Vachomer? I then conclude that Shlishi will make a Revi'i B'Kodesh. Go one step further. The Gemara, second line from the top, says, Revi Mikal Vachomer. What is that a reference to? Ke de Amrinon, as we said in the Brisa. So far, this has been a Tanaic source featuring Reb Yossi. And we're in the middle of answering, how do we see, or we're in the middle of a long question, but the Gemara is pointing out how we can see from this source that Reb Yossi does not hold like Rebbe Akiva. And the Gemara says, "Vi isaka daitoch sovar ke Rebbe Akiva." If it were so that Rebbe Yossi holds by Rebbe Akiva that there is a shlishi b'chulin, and Reb Yossi is using this Kal Vachomer style logic from Mechusa Kippurim, well then, you know what Reb Yossi would have been able to achieve? Nisni nami revi'i b'truma v'chamishi b'kodesh. Reb Yossi would have pushed everything one step further. Namely, going from he would have been able to derive that if there is a shlishi b'chulin, like Rabbi Kiva holds, then it would be one would be able to through logic achieve a fourth level tumah in the realm of truma, which doesn't exist, and a fifth level realm of tumah in the case of sacrifices, and how that kal v'chomer would operate. So Rashi elaborates on that. Rashi spells it out. However, Rabbi Yossi never says anything like that. Rabbi Yossi stops at Ravi B'Kodesh. He doesn't go to Chamishi B'Kodesh. That indicates to us that Rabbi Yossi does not hold from Rabbi Akiva's conclusion that there's such a thing as a third level Tumah by Chulin. Fine. That's fine and good. That's clear. It's clear to us, therefore, that Rabbi Yossi does not hold from Rabbi Akiva. Ela Rabbi Akiva lo savar k'Rabbi Yossi min olon. From where do we know that Rabbi Akiva does not hold from Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi, who achieved, who derived a fourth level tumah b'kodesh through a kal v'chomer. So how do I know that Rabbi Akiva doesn't reason the same way Rabbi Yossi? Omarle, so Rav Kahana answers. Now, don't forget, this question was posed by Rav Ashi to Rav Kahana. How do we know that Rabbi Akiva does not hold by Rabbi Yossi? So Rav Kahana answers, "De lo lishtamitano velisni." There, if it were so that Rabbi Akiva held by Rabbi Yossi's approach, so there the Tana would not have avoided mentioning and teaching the listening Revi Batruma V'chamishi B'Kodesh the name of Rabbi Akiva Hi. In other words, we don't have any source that says there's such a thing as a Revi Batruma and a Chamishi B'Kodesh, and say that there is such a thing and then label that as the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So since there is no such thing, apparently Rabbi Akiva does not use the kal v'chomer style of Rabbi Yossi. Because had Rabbi Akiva used the kal v'chomer reasoning of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva, being that he holds there such a thing as a shlishi b'chulin, he would have concluded that there's also a ravi b'truma and a chamishi b'kodesh. But there's no such source that says that. The Gemara asks, "V'anan ahochi nekum v'nismoch," and should we rely on this? In other words, is this the answer? Because we don't find a Tana that says that, therefore Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from that kal v'chomer? The Gemara answers. Notice this is a long answer. Nofak Rav Ashi v'teima Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi, and some say Rav Kahana, went out and dok v'ashgach hadisnan. They went out and found, through careful, diligent reading, the following. But before we go further, Rashi fills in a couple words. Dok v'ashgach behedya. He finds out explicitly, the Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ravi, v'lo chamishi, that in fact Rabbi Akiva holds there's a Ravi and not a chamishi. That there's only a Ravi v'kodesh and not a chamishi, indicating that Rabbi Akiva does not hold from Rabbi Yossi's style of making the kal v'chomer. What did he find? The following source, Hodisnan. Hakli mitzarif esmashe v'socho l'kodesh avolo l'truma. A vessel that contains items that are of a sacrificial nature, that are all within one vessel, but they're not, the items in the vessel are not touching one another. They happen to be in the same vessel. And yet, even though they're not touching one another, let us say someone who was tome touched one of the items, one of the sacrificial items in this particular vessel, Kli Mitzaref makes it such that the vessel attaches everything to everything else, so that by touching one item in a vessel, one item of a sacrificial nature in a vessel, it's as if the other items are being touched as well, even though the items themselves are not touching one another. That concept applies to Kodesh, but not to Truma. Voravi b'Kodesh Pusul, v'Ashlishi b'Truma. And here you have a clear statement. So far, we don't know that it's Rabbi Akiva. Don't forget, we're in the middle of a long answer. But this source also says that a fourth level Tumah is unfit in the case of sacrifices, and a third level Tumah will be unfit in the case of Truma. The Omar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, may eduso shall Rabbi Akiva nishneis Mishnah Zu. From the testimony of Rabbi Akiva, this source had been taught. Disnan, Hoisif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva adds, Rashi points out, Hoisif Rabbi Akiva be'edus. Rabbi Akiva adds through testimony. In other words, we saw some testimony, and he adds, Hasolus v'akteris v'alavoyne v'gecholim. Solus is flour, and k'toras is the incense. Lavona, another type of spice, and gecholim, coals. Now, k'toras, lavona, and gecholim, they're not food items. And yet we say, she'im nogat tvul yom b'miktsasan, posal es kulan. If a tvul yom touches part of them, they all become tamei. In other words, all of these things are in a vessel. You have either coals or you have the incense in a vessel. And a tvul yom, he's a person who had been tamei. He went to mikveh, but the sun has not set yet. He is a special category of Tumah. He's considered a second level of Tumah. And he will ruin, his touching one of the elements in the vessel will ruin all the others, even though they're not touching one another. And it had taught, we had seen in the earlier part of this source, Revi in other words, earlier part of the Rabbi Akiva's testimony, we saw fourth level, yes, Hamishi lo, but no fifth level by Kochim. Shlishi in, Revi'i lo, a third level by Truma, but not a fourth level. So just to go over this last Mahalich of the Gemara, we have the last two framed sources are in effect the teachings of Rabbi Akiva. The teaching dealt with Kli Mitzarif Mashe Besocho, and Rabbi Akiva points out that the ability of a vessel to join together everything that's in it, even though the items are not touching one another, this phenomenon will include even non-food items. And at the end of the first section, the first of the Tanaic sources that are in frames, you saw it said Revi B'Kodesh and Shlishi B'Truma, and not anything beyond. That demonstrates that Rabbi Akiva does not subscribe to Rabbi Yossi's Kal v'chomer method of learning in this context, because had Rabbi Akiva subscribed to Rabbi Yossi's Kal v'chomer style, being that Rabbi Akiva holds that there is a third level of Tumah by Chulin, he would have been able to extend Tumah to Trumah reaching a fourth level and Kochim reaching a fifth level. And yet we don't see that. Therefore, we conclude, like we said originally, that Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Just like we have said earlier, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. As a result of this last discussion, we concluded also that there's this concept of Kli Mitzarif. Rashi points out that the next section of Gemara is really a self-contained section. It's called Milsa Ba'apei Nafsha. But since we're still in the topic of Kli Metzaref, and even though we've spilled over as far as Daf Yomi is concerned, let's just conclude with the next few lines of Gemara. Almo Kosovar Tziruf Derabbanan. This is a reference to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's name was underlined a few lines above. Rabbi Yochanan, we see, holds that the concept of Tziruf that was learned from the Edus of Rabbi Akiva is a rabbinic concept. Upligo de Rabbi Chonin de Omar Tziruf de Raisa. That's in distinction or in contrast to Rabbi Chonin, who says that this concept of Tziruf is in fact a Torah concept. Now, let's just take a look at Rashi, five lines from the very end. Almo Kosovar Tziruf de Rabbanan, a reference to Rabbi Yochanan. Milsadape Nafshihi, we said this is a separate piece of Gemara. Midam Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, Me iduso Rabbi Kiva nishtes, from the testimony of Rabbi Kiva, this was taught. Alma kosov Rabbi Yochanan, siruf dekli, lekodesh, dekotoni gabi, malos, lavda, raisa, uelo midirabonon. Me iduso Rabbi Kiva, de midirabonon hu. That the conclusion that Kli Misarif is known only because of testimony offered by Rabbi Kiva, indicating that it is something that's purely rabbinic in nature. The Gecholim Ulevona, coals and spice, lav b'nei kibuli tuma ninu, elamid rabbonan, that they can absorb tuma is only of a rabbinic nature. They're not food. Food is makabel tuma from a Torah standpoint, but coals are not food. And they're not food, they're not a vessel, hence they don't lend themselves to tumah absorption from the Torah standpoint. Ella, rather, it must be of a rabbinic nature. V'yafagav d'yomamar, even though it has been taught, v'abos rabos etzim levona, that it seemed that the Chazal were darshaning the word boser, which is a Torah word, to include in the realm of tumah wood and spice. Amrina b'chosha, we say in the second parak of this Masechta D'malam D'Rabbonani, that is a purely rabbinic stringency, but it's not an actual Torah-based law. However, we see here that Rabbi Chonin says otherwise, that he holds Tziruf is Doraisa Shenemar. There's a posuk. The posuk says Kaf Achas. Kaf is a name of a vessel, a type of pan. Kaf Achas Asora Zohov Maleo Keturis. The pan is described as made of gold and filled with incense. The play on the words, or the drosh on the words, kaf achas, is that the kaf, the vessel, makes everything in the vessel, even though you're dealing with granular substance, which constitutes the incense, and they aren't necessarily touching each other, and even if they were, they're nevertheless separate units. So the only way for them to be considered a single entity is by virtue of the fact that they are in the pan. The pan joins them all together to be considered a singular entity. And the halachic ramifications are, as we said earlier, if someone is tomei, touches one of the grains, then everything in the pan would become tomei, even though the individual had not touched the pan and he had not touched all of the grains, just touching one. But nevertheless, the vessel joins them all together to constitute a singular entity. And as we said, that's Rav Chonin holds Kli Metzaref D'Oraisa as opposed to Rav Yochanan. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.